I gasped as I took another step, my lungs burning with the need for oxygen. You can do it, I told myself. 3 more blocks and I'd be home. This was as far as I'd gotten every other time without having to take a break, but I was determined to make it home today. I did not want this illness to take over more of my life than it already had. Walking Padfoot, whom I'd ironically named after a mythical dog who's said to show up around houses where someone was fated to die soon, was one of the few opportunities I had to get out these days. I would not let my fucked-up heart and lungs take that away from me. The weather was nice today. The sky cloudy with the promise of rain and the air a cool breeze. The pleasant climate was what had me doing this in the middle of the day. Usually, I waited until the sun had set before going out, but I couldn't resist the allure of the gray skies and the breeze. It was 1 mile, a 1 mile walk that my shitty body couldn't manage without making me look like I'd been running for hours. I'd been out for 10 minutes at the most, and yet I was already exhausted. I tightened my grip on Padfoot's leash, almost reflexively. He wouldn't run away, I knew that. He didn't care that I walked at a snail's pace. He was just happy to be out and about. I bit my lip as a wave of dizziness washed over me, and the next thing I knew I was on my knees on the sidewalk. My lungs were burning as if they'd been deprived of oxygen for years, my heart thudding at an uneven pace in my ears. It had been 1 fucking mile, and I couldn't even do that. Fuck. Padfoot shuffled closer to me, licking the side of my face and whimpering against me. I wanted to comfort him and tell him I was okay, but I couldn't make my body work. I closed my eyes as I tried to keep my emotions in check. Getting frustrated would only hurt me more. My legs felt too weak to get up. God, maybe Mom was right. Maybe I wasn't made to do this adulting shit. No, I shook off the thought. I would do this. I was tired of being tired. I was tired of being the sick kid, the one who could do nothing. I took a deep breath and forced myself to stand up, slumping against the fence of the house I'd stopped in front of. It looked exactly like my house, like all the houses in this row of cul-de-sacs. But unlike my place, this house was surrounded in greenery. There were so many bushes and plants outside it that it was basically shrouded in plants. I didn't even notice the man walking toward me until he was standing right before me with a concerned look on his face. I craned my neck to look up at him, since I was still leaning heavily against the fence. I swallowed hard when my eyes fell on him. Wow, the guy was hot with a capital H. It figured that our first meeting had to be with me almost dying on his sidewalk. I never had a chance anyway. Not that I knew if he was even into guys. He was gorgeous, though, with soft blonde hair that fell to his shoulders and eyes that were a strange mix of brown and green. He extended a hand as if to touch me before pulling away. Are you okay? What was up with me? My thoughts were heading to places I hadn't thought about in a long time. One look at this gorgeous guy, and I was considering things I'd given up on ever experiencing. Oh, I needed to get myself under control. The last thing I needed was to go mooning over some guy I'd just met. I nodded, still a bit breathless. I wasn't sure if the breathlessness had to do with a walk or this man, but I forced myself to take a deep breath. I smiled at him. Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry about that. I went to straighten up, and my body betrayed me yet again, making me stumble. I would have fallen flat on my face, except a sturdy pair of arms grabbed me, steadying me. My heart started racing again, but this time it was for a completely different cause. I breathed in the scent of grass and honey, and for some reason it helped calm my nerves. His hand was warm against me, and my skin tingled where he touched me. The sensation was there even after he pulled away, and I rubbed my arm to get rid of the goosebumps that had popped up. Once I was upright, I realized the dizziness had all but disappeared, and I felt much better than I had when I'd stopped.